T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I came to the conclusion at the end of this game, we were not good enough to beat Miami, and we just were not. And that's a tough thing to say, but we were not.
Celebratory Friday, and we're only into the Eastern Conference Finals now. I mean, wait till we win the Eastern Conference Finals, and wait till we win the NBA Finals. Wait till those Fridays.
Don't do it, man, to me.
What a and tonight we have not yet talked about. If you were listening to us in the first hour on 560 WQAM, we barely even talked about the Florida Panthers, but we will correct that throughout the next 3 hours of the show. If you're just joining us on 790 The Ticket after listening to Jim Rome, welcome aboard. There is a huge, huge Panthers game tonight. Very excited. It's in Washington, and the Panthers can close out the Capitals and relax a little bit before round two if they can get it done tonight. So we'll get to that. I mean, just an unbelievable Heat series against Philly. They gave up a couple games. That's fine. They dominate them last night in Philly, and I'm hoping for a little domination from the Florida Panthers tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're all feeling hyped. Did you watch a little bit of Solana TV during the commercial break, Crowder?
Yes, and I mean, boy, it's something else.
This guy is in his element. If you are listening, Miami Heat, I am telling you, Solana should be the in-arena hype man. If you are listening, Bally Sports Florida and Bally Sports Sun, get rid of the hiking shows and the fishing shows and put on Solana TV like in the 80s. I want my MTV. I want my Solana TV. Here's a text. I've taken my kids out of school. I am forcing them to rewatch Solana TV on endless loops 8 hours a day. I expect genius level in a week. I'm with that guy. That is perfect parenting. Somebody says...
I'm a little concerned for Solana, though.
What? Why?
It's very frantic. He's breathing hard. His heart rate is going. I want him to be okay.
The news is frantic, my friend. The news does make your heart beat. And I think Solana is a perfect representation of the news. And I am telling you, on Twitter or Instagram, go watch Solana TV, because this dude brought the television game to a whole new level. That's all I'll say. Yeah. Until I talk about it again. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. You know, we are mired in this epic losing streak gambling, but we're going to fix it today because Jimmy is going to pick games for us.
Didn't he save us sometime last year?
When you say save us, do you mean give us a good segment in losing picks? Yes. Save us financially? No. Okay. But we'll try again. I'm going back to the well. I'm doing anything. Anything can be better than what we're doing.
We could do coin flips right now for how we're playing. It don't matter.
Anything could be better than what we're doing right now. We have a lot to get to. Today is a loaded potato. Solana is crazed trying to get everything together. He's even forgotten the 305 alarm. That's how crazy he is today.
I have not. The second you said that, it was 305.
No, it's 305:30 right now. Let's not
it's not.
Don't get too big time for us.
It's not. It's 305:12, 13, 305:38.
305:38.
Your clock's ahead. I don't know what to tell you. Your clock's ahead.
Thank you, Jimmy. Oh, my God. I mean, it is coming in fast and furious because I retweeted it. Damn you, Mark Hochman. I had to stop working to watch Solana TV. I agree. Bally Sports needs to pick this up. Somebody else. Bally Sports. I'd set my DVR. Bank on it. I am telling you. Eduardo Martel. That's your friend, Solana.
El Vikingo.
Eduardo Martel, who's the Dolphins announcer, right, for Spanish radio?
Yeah, Spanish radio, Dolphins analyst.
He says, oye, Mark Hochman, yo quiero Solana TV en Español. They want Spanish Solana TV as well, Crowder.
Oh, there
the
we
people
go.
Have spoken. I mean, let's do this, Solana. And I do this at my own peril. I understand I'm going to lose you to television. This is what happens to big stars, but I want this for you. I want this for me. All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. We have so much stuff to get to.
That last part was weird.
I'm a viewer. I want more Solana TV.
Okay. A little weird.
A little. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Listen, don't forget us.
The sports update. Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Tonight, you mentioned it, Hawk. Big game 6, another one. Panthers in the nation's capital versus the Caps. The news, though, is that Carter Verhaeghe is a game-time decision after suffering an undisclosed injury.
Yeah, that is a bummer because he has been the best player on the ice. Jimmy, I don't want you to give me your pick yet because we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour, but have you been looking at this Panthers-Capitals matchup and are you formulating a wager on it?
Yes.
All right. Have you been studying? Because I gave you 4 picks to study up on for later on. Have you been studying up so that you can speak about them eloquently and intelligently?
Of course. All the time.
All right. Very good. So Jimmy is going to get us out of this rut. We had now, yesterday, admittedly, our bet for the Heat game last night was Jimmy Butler over. So we won. But we were trying to make, we made several wagers because we've been so down. And we had Rob Pizzola on yesterday. And he told us Toronto Maple Leafs last night, they lost in overtime. He liked the Sixers last night, laying the points. They obviously lost outright. He told us the Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues, over 6.5 goals. It ended at 6. That was a loser. And he told us Dylan Cease under 7.5 strikeouts for the White Sox against the Yankees. And Dylan Cease had 8 strikeouts in the 4th inning. So that was a loser. Yeah. Rob Pizzola was 0-for-4 yesterday.
I actually watched the end of the Wilds Blues game because of our bet.
Yep, I watched it.
The end of it, and they pulled the goalie, and the guy hit an open netter. I was like, oh, here we go, baby. Then they put the damn goalie back in.
Well, that
I was frustrated.
The problem was that who was it? Was it who won that game? Minnesota or St. Louis? I forget. It was because one of the teams won 5-1. I remember. Hold on. Blues Wild. The Blues. So they won 5-1. The problem was when they went up by so many goals, like when they hit that empty netter, I knew we were done. You needed Minnesota to score, you know, with the extra attacker, because then they would have kept the goalie pulled, and then you would hope St. Louis would get the empty netter then. But when you're down 5-1 with less than a minute to go, you're not going to keep your goal empty because the game's out of hand at that point. So
that's anyway, what happened when I watch a hockey game by myself at midnight. I don't know what I'm cheering for.
0-for-4 last night, Pizzola. We were 1-0, but it didn't even out. That Dylan Cease under 7.5 strikeouts was one of the worst wagers that I have ever placed in my life. He had in 2 1/3 inning 7 strikeouts in 7 outs. That's almost impossible. I mean, it's that bet was so bad, it was unbelievable. It was as bad as Pizzola's bet on Juan Soto was good the week before, except we didn't take that one. because we're mired in a cold streak. We're going to get it back tonight, but I'm not betting anything until I hear from Jimmy.
Again, 7:30 p.m. Panthers, Capitals. Marlins play tonight versus the Brewers at 6:40 p.m. They open up a three-game set. We're all paying attention.
Is it possible that if someone sees you out at the Lone Depot Park tonight, Solana, that they might end up on Solana TV?
Maybe. I'll be the guy holding a pillow.
Nobody understands it but
literally
us, but
nobody,
I love it.
Nobody understands that.
Over-under on Pablo Lopez strikeouts tonight is 5.5.
Over.
Over? It's -175, though.
Never mind.
Never mind.
We're all paying attention to tonight's Game 6, Bucks-Celtics in Milwaukee. It's at 7:30. Winner plays the Heat on Tuesday at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, Bucks are 2-point favorites over the Celtics tonight. I like the Bucks, and I think that will be an epic Eastern Conference Finals if that's how it matches up.
We won a Game 7, though, right? Because we have one Game 7. We have one Game 7 already, Suns-Mavericks.
No doubt.
Well, I want as many Game 7s as possible.
Yeah, no. Let them tire themselves out. I'm all for it. Game's going to be Tuesday. The first game of the Eastern Conference Finals will be Tuesday, regardless if Milwaukee closes them out tonight or if Boston pushes it to a Game 7.
I love Game 7s unless my team's a part of it. That's my rule.
The Tampa Bay Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs, they will go to a Game 7 because Tampa was able to squeak it out last night in overtime. That's going to be an epic Game 7.
Yeah.
At 10 p.m., Warriors-Grizzlies Game 6. It's in San Francisco. Warriors up 3-2 in that series.
Yeah, I would be surprised if Memphis is able to. If Memphis wins again in Golden State, then you really have to question whether Ja Morant hurts that team. There's no other conclusion you can come to.
They play team basketball when Ja's out. ISO ball. They look good without Ja.
I'm reserving judgment until tonight. Listen, I don't think Golden State was ready. Draymond Green is dancing while they're losing by 40. Like, I don't think they were really ready to be challenged by Memphis without Ja. Now that they're prepared and they're back home, I am telling you, if Memphis wins this game tonight, I trade Ja for pennies on the dollar.
You sound like you work for the 76ers. Are you there, GM?
I want El Tanque TV. I want Solana TV for a daytime Emmy. I'm going to nominate you. I'm going to see what the nomination process is, Solana. I'm going to try to get you nominated for a daytime Emmy.
I'm down. Sing Pepas as my acceptance speech. It would just be me singing Pepas.
Say goodbye to Solana, Hawk, because I see a bidding war between Apple, Netflix, and Amazon for Solana TV. I do as well.
Tomorrow, Inter Miami, they host DC United 8 p.m. at Drive Pink Stadium.
All right.
The Dolphins released their schedule last night. They open up their season September 11th versus New England.
David Selig, who's the director of media and public relations at Bally Sports Florida, he has seen my tweet calling for you to replace the daytime programming on Bally Sports. He has tweeted back at me, "We'll have our people call your people." So things are happening, Solana.
Wow.
Things are happening. Whoever says work doesn't get done on a Friday has never been around Solana TV.
That home game, that game, by the way, between the Dolphins and Patriots is at home. The Dolphins only have one road preseason game. It's their first one in Tampa Bay. And then they'll host the Raiders and Eagles at Hard Rock Stadium before kicking off their season versus the Pats at home. And then they'll have three national TV games. One game on Thursday Night Football versus the Bengals. Burrow, Tua, Thursday Night Football. And then you'll have the Steelers coming to Hard Rock Stadium for a Sunday night football game, prime
that
time.
The Brian Flores revenge game.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And then the Dolphins will be one of three games on Christmas Day versus Aaron and the Packers. Yeah.
That'll be epic. I'm looking forward to that.
We got some respect on this calendar. I like it.
For real. For real.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It's a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Feels a little better after a Game 6 closeout victory.
Yeah, daddy.
Hopefully we'll get another one tonight. That's your weather.
Yeah.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We've mentioned this story a couple times during the week because it happened in West Palm Beach at Palm Beach International Airport, and we've been so busy with the Heat and the Panthers and then the Dolphins schedule release, but because today is a celebratory day, and I hope, by the way, because the Heat have made the Eastern Conference Finals, I hope that the celebration continues into the evening tonight if the Panthers can dispose of the Capitals. I hope this is a celebratory evening as well. But this is from the Palm Beach Post, if you haven't heard this story. Now, I imagine just from my DMs and, you know, tags on Twitter that everyone listening to this, show knows this story. But it ties into the Heat as well in a very roundabout fashion. From the Palm Beach Post, what could have been a deadly nightmare for a pilot and two passengers turned into an epic story Tuesday when a man with no flight experience successfully landed a small plane at Palm Beach International Airport after the plane's pilot became incapacitated. The nine-seater, now when you think about this, this isn't a little two-seater that you just kind of glide in, Crowder. This is a nine-seater Cessna 208 Caravan. It was on its way back from the Bahamas just before noon when the pilot told the two passengers he wasn't feeling well. He fell against the controls, putting the aircraft into a nosedive and sharp turn, according to the FAA. Instead of panicking at 10,000 feet, one of the passengers grabbed the controls and called into Fort Pierce Air Traffic Control as the plane was about 30 miles offshore. And I've listened to some of the audio. It's hard to play it on the radio because it's real scratchy. But he says, I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane, but I am maintaining 9,100 feet, the passenger told Fort Pierce Air Traffic Control around 11:21 a.m. And then if you listen to the audio, they're like, you know, what are your coordinates or what, something along those lines. And he's like, I don't know how to fly a plane. Like, and now they're starting to figure out. And then they go through this whole thing. The air traffic controller's like, can you lower the plane to 5,000 feet? Just push forward on the controls ever so slightly. And what they were trying to do, from what I've read, was they were trying to get it, you know, at 5,000 feet, there would be no other air traffic there, and then they would be able to find him on their radar. They would be they would be able to go, okay, this is the actual plane. And then I'm listening to the sound, and the air traffic controller's like, all right, I'm going to give you a cell phone number. Call this number. This guy's going to help you, which I thought was terrible advice. Like, now you're going to have this guy dialing a number on the cell phone. Then a couple seconds later, he's like, okay, we're going to patch in Palm Beach International Airport air traffic control. They're going to talk to you on this frequency. Back to the Palm Beach Post story. After locating the plane, PBIA air traffic controller Robert Morgan was in the passenger's ear and directing him to the ground. A 20-year veteran of air traffic control and a flight instructor himself, Morgan was reportedly called in from his lunch break to help the passenger make sense of the plane's controls. We've never had anything like that. I felt like I was in a movie, Morgan told the FAA. Everyone wanted to participate and come out of the office to assist in any way that they could. Morgan said his first instructions were for the passenger to make a slow turn to the north, noting that the shoreline is going to be on his right. He lined himself up with the runway without too much help on my part, Morgan said, adding that with the help of a fellow passenger, he found the speed indicator. We need to slow you down some, Morgan said, but he had never flown the plane. He was fairly certain that the brakes were on top of the rudder pedal. This is the air traffic controller guessing. He was right. Morgan saw the altitude drop from 1,000 feet to 600 feet, then to 300 feet. He got nervous when the plane disappeared off a radar. He remembers telling the passenger that the runway was going to look bigger. Before I knew it, he was on the ground. They successfully touched down at PBIA at 12:37 p.m. An unbelievable story, right? I mean, it's just, it's it is out of a movie.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine. Again, it's not like it was a pilot and it was a student pilot and the pilot fell ill and the guy who was taking lessons takes over. This guy had no experience flying a plane. It was a 9-seater Cessna and he was able to land. They were at 9,100 feet and he was able to get it down on the ground perfectly, by the way, if you've seen the video of them walking off.
Yeah.
So it brings us back to this conversation that we've had on the show. I watched this television show on Smithsonian Channel, which I used to watch all the time until Solana TV came on the air. And then I got rid of all my cable packages. I don't even have Smithsonian anymore because I just watch Solana TV all day long. But when I was watching Smithsonian, I was watching era disasters, and I've watched a million airplane disasters, crashes or accidents, and I used to say on the air all the time, I could land a jetliner, right? Yep. I'm not talking about a little 9-seater Crowder. I'm talking about a jetliner, a jumbo jetliner.
300 people.
Now, I don't know how I even would have done in that Cessna situation. My guess is I'd be at the bottom of the Atlantic right now.
You'd have been potted all over yourself. You would have cried.
They're like, do we need an ambulance out on the runway? Well, no, I could use a porta potty though, and a towel. Porta potty and a towel. If you could run one of those out here.
You'd be crying on the what else do I do?
Can't I just fly it till it runs out of gas and let it coast in? So when I was talking on the air about landing a jetliner on my own and watching air disasters, it was around the time the Heat were having their media day at the start of the season. And Solana went to Heat media day. And since we had been talking about it on the air, he asked the guys plenty of different questions, but I just wanted to play these because I thought it was so appropriate. He asked Duncan Robinson, Jimmy Butler, and Kyle Lowry the question, if you were in the situation where you had to land an airplane, could you do it? And obviously you'd have the assistance of an air traffic controller, something along those lines that happened in Palm Beach there. But here are the responses. So here is Duncan Robinson when Solana asked him if he could land an airplane.
If you had to, do you think you could land an airplane?
That's a great question. If I had to, I'd probably give myself a little bit more than 50-50.
Okay.
I've done some of like the flight simulator stuff. Just on like a computer, so I know that doesn't always translate, but it probably never translates. But I at least like understand in theory like how they work.
So you wouldn't mind the headline, Duncan Robinson thinks he can land an airplane?
Well, I said somewhere around
50% chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also optimistic, you know what I mean? I think I'm capable. Do you think you could?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a pilot on the side?
Or? No, I've watched a bunch of episodes of Air Disasters on the Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah. Okay.
Got to know about the yaw. Everybody knows about the yaw on the plane.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the yaw. I've never flown an air. I've never done a simulator, but I think I could do it. Yeah.
I love it. I love the confidence.
Solana became me there. Rather than explaining to Duncan Robinson, it was my take. Solana just adopted my take as his.
Genius.
Leroy Hoard just texted me. He watches Mayday Air Disasters every day. That's another show, Mayday Air Disasters. I am telling you, South Florida, you get on an airplane and you see either me or Leroy Hoard, you can feel safe and secure that you will be on the ground at some point, no matter what goes on.
Changing my flight.
Here's Jimmy Butler answering the same. By the way, with Duncan Robinson, God bless him. He is such a nice guy. It's the dumbest, most absurd question, and he says that's a great question to Solana. God bless Duncan Robinson for being a polite guy.
Here is something Jimmy. He hasn't heard.
it doesn't make it a great question. It just makes it a different question.
He had just signed a $90 million contract. I could have asked him anything.
Everything was a great question. Everything in the world was great. Here's Jimmy Butler with the same question.
I just asked Duncan Robinson this question. If you had to, do you think you can land an airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
he gave us a 50-50% chance. You think for sure you could land it?
Yes. Okay. Duncan had a great life growing up. Like he didn't have to fight or flight. So he's like 50-50. I'm going to land a damn plane.
That's the confidence I want from somebody who can land an airplane.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and then I think we talked about it, right? That I mean, Jimmy Butler, and you saw it last night. He's got that confidence. Like there's no situation that's going to rattle Jimmy Butler.
No,
right?
No,
there's just no situation that'll rattle.
He'll jump in there.
Yep.
Unless Tobias Harris is on the plane, then Tobias will probably take over.
And finally, here's Kyle Lowry.
If you had to land an airplane, yeah. You have to, right? Like, you're in this position, you have to land an airplane.
Yeah.
Are you confident that you can land an airplane?
Yeah, because I'm going to be on the headsets and I'm going to listen to every instruction that they give you. It's levels to being a point guard.
That's a great analogy that Kyle Lowry makes. Hey, tell me what to do. Tell me what offense to run, and I'll make sure it gets run. And that is, by the way, what happened with the dude. He listened to whatever the air traffic controller said, and he did it.
I was just going to say, this Kyle Lowry's a prophet. My goodness, he said exactly what worked. Just now listen to the damn headphones.
As long as you have decent motor skills and you can push the yoke and the yaw. Now, I know, Solana, how are your motor skills?
I've never been in an accident before. Only two, actually. So they're pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you have to listen to the show every day. So there you go. That is Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson, and Kyle Lowry weighing in on whether they could land an airplane. But congratulations to the guy who did that at Palm Beach International Airport. What an unbelievable ending to a story that could have been a total disaster.
Not just saved his own life, but saved two other lives. Yep. Like, that's big time.
Absolutely, big time. We still have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, including, which we're going to try to do in the next segment, a little celebration. Eric Falero, our old executive producer, who, you know, might have to hire him back after Solana TV goes national, because Solana's not going to have time for this. I might have to bring Falero back. Falero is celebrating his 30th birthday today. And since we're all in a celebratory mood because of the heat, we thought we would celebrate Falero's birthday with a little trip to Norwegia.
Oh, goodness.
You understand. So we will head to Norwegia in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Azúcar!
Hawk and Crowder.
Out of text, it says, when I saw that airplane story a few days ago, I immediately thought of you, Hawk. Where has my life gone? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Somebody else says, Hawk, you would be overwhelmed guy trying to land that plane. I would be. Sir, can you find the yoke and the yaw, please? The what? Find a yoke? What do you mean a yoke? Is this some sort of joke? Where's the wheel? I would be completely overwhelmed guy.
Oh, boy.
Sir, do you know anything about airplanes whatsoever? I've watched a show or two, but I'm not, what am I, some sort of pilot? Then get someone up here. Yeah, totally overwhelmed guy.
They say everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah, you're confident until you're not confident.
Yep. Another text too. Ken the mailman here, and he is a loyal listener. He says, tomorrow is the United States Post Office food drive. I am a religious listener. Please mention that you can leave a can of food at your mailbox tomorrow. I'll take the burden of carrying the food. He is walking a route 13 miles all day to listen to Hockman and Crowder. Please help the ones who need help more than ever. Thank you. They do that every year, the Postal Service. And he makes a great point there. You can help out people very easily by putting, you know, a lot of people take a little Publix bag or Winn-Dixie bag, put a couple cans of food, you just tie it around the mailbox, and the postman or postwoman will take it, and they will distribute it to needy people. So that is tomorrow.
I have never heard of that in my 38 years.
Yeah, they do it. They'll put something in your mailbox that tells you. But most people like just assume it's junk mail and they'll toss it away. But they do it once a year, and it's a great way to raise food for people who need it. And certainly with supply chain and inflation, there are plenty of people that could use some assistance. Yeah. So if you have some cans of food in the house, put it out by the mailbox tomorrow, and you will be doing a world of good. Eric Falero was our executive producer for several years on this show, and he provided us with incredible content. Nothing as good as Solana TV. I call it like I see it. Nothing as good as Solana TV, but he really gifted us with some great content over the years. Eric Falero turns 30 years old today.
That's crazy.
Crowder, we watched him grow up.
Sure
we
did.
We watched him grow up. We watched him grow up. We watched him get married. And now he is 30 years old today. And if you follow Falero, or even if you don't, he's on Twitter. It's E-R-I-C-K. F-A-L-E-R-O, Eric with a K. Tweet him a happy birthday. 30 is a very exciting time for him, but we thought we would celebrate. So Filero has a number of what I would say are memorable moments in the history of our show. We played a few weeks ago the segment where he sucked the ketchup out of the packet. Right? It's an all-time banger, as I would say. I also love, and maybe we'll get time to play it later on in today's show, I also love the time where he went to the food truck. And when I say food truck, I'm not talking about one of these gourmet food trucks like Miss Cheesius. I'm talking about the Roach Coach.
Yep.
You know, that would pull up to the radio station when we were at the old building, would pull up downstairs. And I mean, it was just, you know, you wanted to get a bag of chips and like a wrap, knock yourself out. But they call these the Roach Coach. I mean, that's what they call them all over the country, the Roach Coach. Yeah. Because
warm sodas. It was ridiculous.
It's just is what it is. And we have a great segment where he's a little sick to his stomach, and then we figure out he ordered fish. It's funny to say it. He ordered fish from the Roach Coach.
And the guy told him it was mahi.
Right. And then you're like, why would you get fish? It's probably like, what were you saying it was?
Catfish. Like,
yeah, some
something.
Cheap,
yeah, some and tilapia or something.
He's telling us, no, it's mahi, and he caught it this morning. And like, we're doing the math. We're like, wait a second. He was way out there catching mahi this morning and then playing it, and then all of a sudden he's at the radio station at 11:30
in like, Miami Gardens.
Didn't add up. That's another one. Maybe we can play that today. But this is the one I think that he is most known for. You'll hear it kind of play out. It's me, you, and Zach Krantz were doing the show together. We were in the old building, and in the old building, we had the WQAM studios were upstairs, and right behind us was a photo studio, the green room. And they would bring, Power 96 was always bringing celebrities in, right? I remember Justin Bieber being at the station one day. I remember Lil Nas X being at the station. I remember DJ Khaled before he was giving back rubs to Spo. He was at the station. So someone was at the radio station and we didn't know who it was. We were doing the show. Filero, and today, by the way, what did I say at the beginning of the show? I've got to go back on my show sheet here, get the name of the day right. Today is National Blame Someone Else Day. One of my favorite moments, I'll tell you in advance when you're listening. So one of my favorite moments in this segment is when I ask him, did you find out who that was? And he says, no, I was getting Chris Broussard on the phone. Like, and you know, to get Chris Broussard on the phone, to get anyone on the phone takes about 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the commercial break was like 7 minutes, but National Blame Someone Else Day is a perfect time to play. And so, you know, people were saying when I said that at the beginning of the show, that should be Solana's birthday. It happens to be Filero's birthday. National Blame Someone Else Day.
It lines up beautifully.
It does line up beautifully. So this turned into a moment that people still talk about. Norwegia, listen to our own Eric Filero.
Do you know who that was, Filero? Have you done any research?
No, I couldn't do any research. I'm sorry.
Okay. You could have. You could have walked. I mean, I asked
four
it 10 minutes ago.
In front of you.
And you could have walked to the studio and said, hey, by the way, who is that you're taking pictures of?
No, they were doing interviews in there. I don't want to mess it up.
All right. Just could have asked the photographer, somebody standing outside the door, who that was. All right. Well, that's why we were playing Martika.
Mm-hmm. I did some hard work here. I asked the guy who was interviewing. Her name was Austri. She's from Norwegia.
Norwegia, ladies and gentlemen. Norwegia.
Where is she from?
Norwegia. That could be my greatest favorite moment of
Where is that?
Norwegia?
Norwegia.
Oh, my God.
This kid is the dumbest guy that I have ever met.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Norwegia.
Oh, my God.
I got mixed up.
And the funny thing is, when he was saying serious. It, he petered out at the end because I think he started to get uncertain.
Norwegia.
She's from Sweden.
She's from Norwegia.
Norwegia.
I thought it was the name of a band.
Oh, God.
Norway, you jackass.
Oh, my God.
She's Norwegian.
Oh, my God.
She's from Norway. Oh, my God.
That was
just brilliant. So happy birthday to Eric Falero, 30 years old today. It was just such a great, because we're laughing. There's all this laughter, and he's just kind of like meekly. He's like, is it not Norwegia? It's like,
he didn't know.
No wonder that he quit. He just couldn't take it anymore, and I totally understand.
That was the best thing.
So great.
His confusion of why we were laughing just tickled the hell out of me.
Well, it was like he was very proud of himself because he actually did find out now. Like, I had said to him on the air, did you find out? And he said the BS answer, no, I was getting someone on the phone. And so we go about, we're doing our show, the three of us are talking, and he has ducked into the green room to find out. And he comes back, he's kind of proud of himself. He's like, oh, I got the answer. You know, I'm and he's like, yeah, her name is so-and-so. She's from Norwegia. And then all that pride immediately evaporated when we all burst out laughing. And then, as if it wasn't bad enough, I ended with, it's Norway, you jackass. And then there was nowhere to go from there. But anyway, happy birthday, Eric Falero.
Happy birthday.
It is a long way.
Hey, yo, easy.
Hey, play the phlegm montage. Do you have that, Solana? Because this was made by Falero. Falero, when he would go into the production studio, for whatever reason, he fancied himself Easy E, which was ridiculous because he's nothing like the real Easy E. But anything he would produce, he would put in that little, hey, yo, easy, to let you know that it was him producing it. But he is the one that produced this epic phlegm montage of Crowder.
And some of those.
Whoa. You all right?
My goodness, I almost died.
Hey, yo, easy.
Light skin one day.
I see trees of green.
Hey, John, we always.
Red roses, too.
And, whoa.
I see them blue.
And with Wade leaving, excuse me, they can't go back.
And I think to myself.
Series of, excuse me, they can't go back. I have this.
What a wonderful world.
And some of those, whoa.
So disgusting. Great production by Eazy-E, Eric Falero.
Hey, yo, Eazy.
Somebody texts in, I love the way Hawk says, ladies and gentlemen, Norwegia. Still a top five show moment. And Solana just tweeted out a great tweet. Solana just tweeted out, in honor of Eric Falero turning 30 today, I'd like to revisit the most uncomfortable and awkward picture ever taken. Happy birthday, Lero. And it is Solana and Falero in their little soccer kits holding a soccer ball. It really is an awkward. It's a terrible picture, but everyone tweet birthday wishes to Eric Falero, 30 years old today, and we appreciate everything he did for the show to get it to where it is right now.
Yes.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get the headlines. We will get you 15 minutes of heat. We've got some great sound to play for you from, I'd say, in the past, maybe some people weren't as excited about Jimmy Butler coming to Miami as he was. Lisa Leslie, if you remember, famously thought it was a loser move as he heads to the Eastern Conference Finals again. We'll hear from PJ Tucker after the game last night as well. We have a lot of stuff to get to, so do not go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.